Almost 40% of rural Americans do not have access to broadband internet. That's according to the Federal Communications Commission, and that's compared to 4% of people in cities. Yesterday, President Trump signed two executive orders aimed at addressing that lack of access by making it easier for internet providers to get broadband permits and for wireless operators to install cell towers on federal lands. Here's the president reading part of the orders at the annual convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation in Nashville.
Supporting broadband tower facilities in rural America and federal properties managed by the Department of the Interior. Those towers are going to go up, and you are going to have great, great broadband. Thank you.
Well, here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. Hi there, Ed.
Hey.
So, first of all, the orders that the president signed are based on recommendations from a report that was issued by the Task Force on Agriculture, and Rural Prosperity. So, what exactly do these executive orders allow?
So, in this case, the orders are pretty narrow. It effectively says anyone who wants to build a broadband facility or a tower that includes wireless capabilities on federal lands, you know, let's expedite that. Let's make it easier for them to do so because these areas aren't connected. And I think that's a faster way to get through that process. It's largely a red tape issue as far as the order sort of solves. But beyond that, there isn't any provisions for funding or anything like that. And it's not that specific beyond the federal lands.
Okay. So, okay, to that point about red tape, because I'm seeing that some experts say that the biggest obstacle to broadband expansion in these rural areas is not necessarily red tape, but it's a lack of competition. Because businesses don't make enough money on providing broadband access as population density goes down because it's just expensive to wire that last mile to those homes.
Exactly right. I mean, the capital cost, the cost to build the infrastructure around it is so high that you usually do it only if they know there's enough people that they're going to, you know, subscribe to the service that they'll get their money back and then some. It's just too expensive. I think that's the big part of it. But it's not just competition in these sort of rural areas, but even in urban areas. You know, oftentimes you only have one broadband provider, so you're stuck with it. You know, you have a captive customer base if you're a cable or a wireless provider there. And so there isn't as much incentive for you to sort of upgrade your services if you know that, you know, their customers can't get the same service elsewhere. Mm.
But on the other hand, if the amount of red tape that a company would have to go through is reduced by virtue of these executive orders, doesn't that help clear the way at least a little bit? Might that be just enough incentive to get these companies to do the investment required to wire up rural America?
Yeah, I mean, of course, any time you have bureaucracy, that's an unnecessary thing in most cases, and I think that certainly helps. But, you know, you have to wonder the bigger context here. Are they solving a problem for a really narrow swath of Americans? Of course, it's good to sort of build out as much as you possibly can. It's important for the country to get wired as much as possible. But there are, by one estimate, at least 60 million urban Americans who don't have access to broadband, not because the physical infrastructure isn't there, but because they can't afford it.
Okay.
So, you know, that's another – you can look at the problem from the other side as well. And I think that part hasn't been as readily spelled out.
I gotcha. But sticking with this problem of rural broadband access, I mean, just for a second to clarify, broadband, the FCC defines at internet connections at a certain speed, right?
Certain speed, I mean, it's vague. It's ultimately sort of an arbitrary designation. Cable companies, when they started offering internet speed, they sort of defined that broadband limit or that minimum, rather. Something like 25 megabytes per second is considered generally what's, you know, broadband or fast internet access. You know, some phone providers offer something similar to that or just slightly below that, so you could consider that broadband. Once wireless service, I think 5G is what they're talking about now, hits that speed on a regular basis, you can consider wireless service to be broadband as well.
Okay. So to get back to this issue of rural access, to get those folks the broadband internet that they want and need, I mean, how much would it cost? Do we know?
Yeah, so there's all kinds of estimates. The FCC itself, in one paper, cited anywhere as much as from 40 to 80 billion. That's, you know, to build the infrastructure. Even though there's a wireless capability with these towers that they're talking about, you still have to sort of kit it out with actual fiber or some type of cable that goes to these towers. So that's on the low end one estimate. Another estimate by Deloitte from last year said as much as $150 billion over the next 5 to 7 years. So it's costly no matter what.
Okay. So to your earlier point about one of the major problems is that there's basically single service providers in all of these areas. For as long as rural Americans are beholden to the local monopolies of their cable or internet providers, is there a better solution?
Well, so there actually is. I mean, the current FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, this is part of his orders. His predecessor, Tom Wheeler, actually instituted certain provisions in certain cases for what's called an overbuild requirement. So, for example, Time Warner Cable was acquired by Charter recently. And as part of that sort of allowing that to go through, Wheeler said, hey, you need to overbuild in certain markets, meaning create infrastructure so that another competitor come in and offer broadband access to your same customer, you know, to allow this deal to go through. Ajit Pai rescinded that order. So that, you know, that's one way that you could create competition that is no longer a part of the equation now.
Ed Lee, managing editor at Recode, thanks so much, Ed.
Anytime.